The School of Radio has been the Radio Arts Symposium which happened in the Republic of San Marino last March 2018. So we had 3 days of roundtables, workshops, sound installations, performances, with the idea of a symposium laboratory dedicated to radio art. Everything was around John Cage. I mean, John Cage, back in 1978, John Cage was in this area of Italy, in Rimini and Ravenna and Bologna and Porretta, where he performed his incredible train. Now, the project is remembered as the John Cage's train, Il Treno di John Cage, where those cars were converted into incredible spaces for sound, for productions, for studios, for performances, you know. And it's a seminal art project which has still an influence on what we do nowadays. This happened 40 years ago. 20 years ago, we had in the very same area for almost a decade during the 90s, L'Arte dell'Ascolto, The Art of Listening, LADA, which was the radio art festival, which happened exactly during the transition, you know, right before the internet. So from the radio to the internet, and then the combination between those two media. So it was a very special moment for all of us. It was a tiny, tiny festival, a tiny symposium, but within that context, we developed a bunch of projects which are still important for us now. So from these John Cage traveling sound studios, during the symposium, we focus on how important are the electronic music studio within the broadcasters. So how is important to create, to produce all the time, and to develop new things, new languages, new technologies within the radio itself, and using the institution. So it's very important nowadays to focus on the fact that we do need the public. We can't be simply hidden in the private, and it's not only a question of money, it's a question of being public, being with the institutions, and the institutions that they have to be with us.